This week, we're profiling Utah's Democratic candidates running for the U.S. House of Representatives. Today, we meet James Courage Singer, a Navajo candidate running in the district that includes the Bears Ears National Monument. KUER's Nicole Nixon has this profile.
James Singer is 35 years old. He and his wife have two young daughters, and he teaches sociology at Salt Lake Community College. I meet him in Bears Ears, just north of the monument's namesake Buttes. He's there for an annual summer gathering of Native tribes. The Bears Ears Buttes and surrounding areas hold huge significance among five different Native tribes who each have ancestral ties to the land. Singer, who's Mormon, puts it this way. Bears Ears is to many Native Americans what Jackson County, Missouri is to many Mormons.
For Mormons, it's been said that is where the Garden of Eden is and where the establishment of Zion will take place. And it's a very hallowed and sacred land. Bears Ears is a very similar type of thing for a lot of Native tribes. This was a place of creation. This is where some of the tribes feel like they emerged into this world from. It's part of our spirituality. We need to protect it.
But in the last several years, the monument has become a political flashpoint in a long debate over public lands. President Donald Trump angered many Natives last year when he dramatically shrank the monument by about 85%.
And this is why I think it's important to have an indigenous perspective in Congress, is that we have an inclination through our philosophy to think further down the road than just 2 or 4 years for every election cycle. The decisions that we make have to go from one generation to another, to another, to another, and another, and another.
Utah's vast 3rd Congressional District covers the entire eastern part of the state, including huge parcels of public lands. It also covers some of Utah's liberal bastions, like southeast Salt Lake County, Moab, and parts of San Juan County. But Singer knows it's still an uphill battle for Democrats. Republican Congressman John Curtis won the seat in a special election last year with 58% of the vote. That's why Singer says he's using his campaign to draw attention to Native issues. He says his grandmother, who lives on the Navajo reservation, doesn't have access to running water or electricity.
Like 40% of Navajos don't have running water or electricity, at least in the Utah side.
Singer argues that it's a civil rights issue. He blames it on systemic racism.
Access to clean water or access to electricity, those are basic things that we take for granted. They're practically a right as an American, and yet for years and years and years, it's just been one bureaucratic way of keeping that access to Natives.
We drive about 45 minutes from Bears Ears to Blanding. There's a tiny community on the west side of town across a ravine called Westwater. It's only about a quarter mile from Blanding, but the difference is stark. A few dozen structures line the gravel road. There's an audible hum from a generator powering a home nearby.
Hi.
Run for Congress, huh?
Yeah.
We meet Albert Cly, who's lived in Westwater for 70 years.
Yeah, since 1948. No, still the same.
Still the same since 1948.
Yeah.
Cly does have a solar panel. He says he helped nearly 30 other homes in Westwater get them a few years ago, too. But he still has to drive his truck into town about 3 times a week to fill up water jugs to use for cooking and bathing.
Well, town people, we'd ask them to see if they could run a line over here and put up a big water tank, you know.
Yeah.
Just fill it up, you know, every once in a while.
They're not up for it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's really, doesn't make a lot of sense. It's just right over there.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do? I mean, if I were to go to Congress, what would you like to see happen where you live?
Oh, whatever.
What?
Whatever you want to do, you know.
Well, I want you to have water and electricity. That's what I want.
They talk for a few more minutes. As we walk away, Singer thinks about how much easier life could be for Cly and his wife if they didn't have to truck in their own water every few days.
I think once you've been in a situation for so long, it just becomes a new normal where you're like, you don't know anything different.
He says should he get elected in November, he'll try to change that. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.